Welcome, everyone. This is Eric Roth, another installment of Learning About Astrology here. In my recent article, I've been talking about this cycle called a nodal reversal. And what is a nodal reversal? What are the nodes? And for those of you that are new to astrology and haven't really heard the term lunar nodes, or have heard about it but don't really understand what they are, these are points in the sky, intersection points between the moon's orbit of the Earth and the path of the sun across the sky. These are major connection points to one's, astrologically speaking, to one's lineage or past, specifically where one came from, what they learned coming into this world, and the future. They're loosely called destiny, or specific orientation toward where their soul's intent is going. And these nodes, which again, these are not like physical objects, but they are intersection points there, and where two energies are coming through the sky, and they produce the most dramatic regular events as witnessed on Earth, called solar and lunar eclipses. So when the sun and moon line up with these lunar nodes, which are two of them, both the north and the south node, then we have those eclipses. And of course, most dramatically here in the United States, we experienced in August of 2017, the total solar eclipse, in this country, which was fairly dramatic, and I wrote about last year in an article after having witnessed my first total solar eclipse there in here in Oregon. Well, I'm talking about these lunar nodes because I've stumbled upon a recent interesting connection between the hearings that went on for confirming Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh now, and what took place in 1991, and a thing called a nodal reversal. And so a person can take a date of a major event or a birth of a person and can go 27 years into the future or even into the past, and see the alignments and see what was taking place at that time, which I have done in this particular article. So you'll find it really interesting for those of you who wanted to dig in a little bit into history around some of the cycles that go on in the collective. And this is one of them that can go on in the collective and give us greater depth of understanding why things are happening the way they're happening. And, you know, helping understand that there are cycles within cycles and opportunities that come up through the passage of these nodes in relation to the sun and the moon. So if you go back to July of 1991, July 1st, that's when Clarence Thomas got nominated. And in early July of 2018 is when Brett Kavanaugh got nominated. And that set this whole table going forward. And in fact, you'll see I've got a chart comparison in the article regarding Brett Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas's, the Clarence Thomas nomination, and then 27 years later, and showing where the moon and sun are as opposed to where they were in 1991. And then another illustration about what the other planets were doing in 1991, and descriptions of the timeline all packed into that, all packed into the article. On a personal chart, these lunar nodes really are one of the more key elements from a shamanic astrology perspective here. And helping us understand who we are coming into this world and where we're going, our path. They show up as a specific orientation of whatever archetype is present. So if we have coming in with a lineage or a moon, sign of, say, let's take my own for example, Pisces moon, I was born with. And there are two nodes, the south node and the north node. The south node is it depends on the house that it's in, is how we measure the nodes in our personal chart. Doesn't mean that the sign that they're in is not important, but we're looking at the for the purposes of this recording, we're looking at the house position. So the house position of for me is in the second house, and you could do this with your own chart and defining the specific place of lineage you come from. So for me, because it was in the second house, I had the second house job, or sorry, the eighth house job in the Pisces tribe, and the second house job in because I have Capricorn rising in the Capricorn tribe. So the north node is always connected to the ascendant slash rising sign, and the south node is always connected to the moon, which is a representative of the lineage. So this is just a basic information that I'm sharing here. And for those of you who have, lineage that's, say if you've got planets that are connected to either of those places, they are vitally important to where you're going in your life and where you've been. Now, going back to nodal reversal, and especially on a personal level, for each of you listening to this, and if you've been certainly 27 or more years of age, you've experienced a nodal reversal cycle. And the shamanic astrology definition of a nodal reversal is a realignment with original intent, often requiring a change to one or more basic patterns for the purpose of supporting a world in and in the world manifestation of the soul's purpose. So it's about letting go of attachment to lineage, your old story, what you mastered coming in this world, and sacrificing something, letting go of what no longer serves. So it's a matter of not going, being able to go down the same road anymore. It's something I also showed in my article. I wrote this in there from the shamanic astrology literature. That's my background, my understanding of, through the lens of shamanic astrology and how I approach astrology itself. And so there's a lot of people out in the world that have had real challenges with this particular cycle, and we get it again. They are what we call halfway points between two nodal returns, and nodal returns happen about every 19 years. So these nodes come around to connect with their back to the original point where they once were, and then they come back to their opposite number. So like the south node connected to the north node, and the north node connected to the south node, which is, that's why we call it a reversal, because the opposite nodes are aligned with one another. A nodal return is when the same nodes are connected with one another. And so these nodes present what we call major middle world initiations in our life, real world initiations in our life, or what I like to call terrestrial world as opposed to celestial or underworld. So these nodal cycles that we experience in our lives play a deep role in how we manifest our soul's intent in this lifetime. And it's one thing to always, it's always good to check that within yourself. And I would encourage everyone to look back, for those of you who've had a nodal reversal cycle, to look back at that time between 27 and 28 years old, which is just about a year and a half or so, roughly a year and a half to 2 years before we have our first Saturn return cycle between 29 and 30 years old. And discover what was going on for you. I know in my case, I had a very rough going in my life at 27 to 28, but it was a time when I felt it's very similar to a Saturnian cycle in its sense that it helps a person mature. And that first nodal reversal cycle that I had as an adult, the first one we have in our life is at about roughly 9 and 9.5 years old. But this time it's just an adult, and so we're having to take responsibility for our path, our life, where we're going, and making decisions around that that basis. And that was when I got divorced. That was when I had to fully become an independent, mature adult at that time, and survive more, much more on my own than I've ever done in my life at that point. And it was definitely a what I call a graduation point to become a full adult. And it was really, because of the divorce, extremely challenging. But I worked my way through that, and well, thankful that it all happened in that way, because I wouldn't be here in this position to talk about that if I hadn't experienced that that particular cycle. I'm really grateful for it. And then there's a another nodal reversal that happens at age 46 to 46 and a half, roughly 46 and two-thirds age years old. That's another one that takes place, that is another checkpoint in a person's life. A few years after our Saturn opposition, where we have to make, it's another crossroads for and digesting and working with our identity, where we're going, and maturing to another level. And so again, that's this one that I've just recently experienced, is part of that whole overall long-term phase that we call the midlife passage, or in popular culture, midlife crisis. And so it's each one is going to be really vital in a person's life to help them orient toward their life purpose. But it's a more structured and dense and pressured cycle in comparison to an older return, which is much more expansive, and light is not necessarily the best word to use, but it kind of fits in the sense it's in comparison and relative to the nodal reversal, it's a lighter experience of the cycle. But yeah, for those of you who have had those experiences with the nodal reversals, and there are other nodal reversals that take place, in our mid-60s, and then again in our early 80s, early to mid-80s, depending on it's I'll depend on how old you are, where you're going with the cycle. If you've we get into that time period, and the nodal reversals as a cycle itself, they get shorter. They get shorter over each incarnation of the cycle, and the nodal returns, which start very short, our first one between 18 and a half and 19, they get a lot longer as we get older. So that's something to also check into, and to as a basis, as a foundation, the measurement of a nodal reversal begins when the sun and moon come back relatively close to where they once were when our original birth, where the moon and sun were positioned, and they end when the nodes come back to their opposite member at the exact point. Now, I tend to use a 1 degree orb and go a little bit beyond that, which would, basically cover about a week to 1 to 3 weeks, depending on where the nodes are at the time that they're ending. So this is just a little basic information to connect to the lunar nodes, and feel free to comment on the article, or if you're looking to do more work on your chart, feel free to contact me for a session. But otherwise, I'm looking forward to doing more of these little bits and pieces of astrological information, and more writings to come in the near future. And thank you very much, everyone. Take care.